We see that like Raghunathas Goswami Pad, although very belonged to a very aristocratic rich family like Rupa Sanatan, also both of them having a very opulent life before coming to Mahaprabhu's shelter, ministers in the Royal Assembly of the King of Bengal. After coming to Mahaprabhu, they are staying under one tree on one night and perform their bhajan. This is renunciation. We are performing bhakti, and we don't have to renounce anything, because when person progresses in bhakti, automatically renunciation will develop in sadhak practitioner. If bhakti arises, automatically renunciation will also come, fall away. We don't have to try separately for renunciation. We need what? It's bhakti. Bhakti's origin, life, and character, and the character and life we see, that we see. Prabhupada Bhakti Sanatana Goswami Thakur, that he is a persistent, educated, and aristocratic family. And Gosha Bhavani Maharaj, if we consider our materialistic vision, though it is not proper to, consider material by materialistic point, materialistic view, but according to materialistic view, he had no material degree at the institute or college. But on the heart of bhakti, he was a very high devotee. Because of this, he had all the qualities in him. He was well versed in all the. That's why he was completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And in his life character, we see in Navadvip one scholarly person who is chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, speaking discourses on Bhagavatam. He went to Gaurdas Babaji Maharaj to hear Bhagavatam from him. He went to him, he heard, but he is defining in a different way. When Gaurdas Babaji Maharaj hears this, he says that, oh, what you are speaking, you are not defining the shloka properly. Oh, he is not an educated person, but now how come he is commenting on what I am speaking? In Devanand Gauriamath, when I was born, Chaitanya Prabhu was saying that Param Guru, this disciple, that he absolutely did not know anything. He was not educated. But in Gaudiya Gita Gosh, all the prayers he remembered from Gaudiya Gita Gosh. If whatever I was asked, he was able to answer it immediately. Why was this possible? Because he had complete faith in the Lord. At his lotus feet, he was an exalted devotee. He is personification of renunciation. One time, we hear that how he was staying in a toilet, and he was staying in the toilet, and there were many officers who used to come to him and tell that, Babaji Maharaj, we can make a separate toilet for you, a separate hut for you, Bhajan Kuti. But we know that he would not listen to anybody. Also, there were many people used to come to him, oh, please, merciful on us. Yes, I will give you mercy, he would reply. You take shelter of, if you take my shelter, then you perform bhajan. This is my mercy. What, oh, this mercy we don't need. What mercy we need? We need, what is the aim of, what we mean by Bhagavad Bhajan? That our life, material life should be good, our wealth should, our business should run properly. No, this is not Bhagavan's mercy. No, we know some people say we don't need such mercy of Bhagavan. If Bhagavan will start giving us mercy, we will run away from bhakti, whatever we are doing, that also will be left. Guru Maharaj is saying that we have to consider the qualification of the person in what, how to take shelter of Gurudev and Guru Var. Unconditional surrender is needed. And hear from them Harikatha, and not that we will enjoy, eat nicely, sleep nicely in one time there was an invitation from another temple, our Bhagavata. You must go. Oh, you want to take Sadhu Sangh? He replied. There are only two places. Gorkhamoji says that Sadhu is a possessionless person who has no possession, and person who is humble, who is residing and adopted very humble means of living, such a person is humble, a devotee. Not that he will have very opulent facilities and he calls himself a devotee. Now, Gorkhagauri agrees that, okay, I will come to your residence, place of residence. But if I come to your home and I will see your material opulent facilities, I will develop greed in that, oh, I should also have such home, I should also have such facilities. And then all the nishkanchan bhajan what I am performing, this bhajan which I am performing without any position, will be destroyed. Another time, he was invited. He was invited in some place, and when he was served food, he had some neem leaves in his pocket or bag, and he just crushed the dry neem leaves and spread all over all the preparations. Rupa Goswami Pada is saying, Vashoga Manasa Krodha Vegam, Udhar Upasthi Vegam, Ekan Vegam, Yo Vishya Dhira, Karam Vakimam, Shishya. Vasho Vegam, control your tongue, how to control the tongue. He's saying, what means the control of tongue, control of speech, by chanting continually the names of the Lord. to purify our tongue by any other method will not be possible. Only by bhakti sadhan we can purify our tongue. Not that just by cleaning the tongue physically will get any purification of the tongue. So about Sri Bhavani Maharaj. So, if I eat nice food and I develop greed towards them, that's why he mix steam leaks with these so that destroy all the good taste, cover the good taste of the preparation. But we are trying to enjoy our senses. How can we perform our bhajan if we are trying to enjoy our senses? Unless Mahaprabhu does not give us mercy, we will not be able to perform our bhajan. The character and life of Lord Shri Bhavani Maharaj, we say that how we perform bhajan in Navadvip and he had nothing in his possession, no arrangements for his eating, sleeping, no transportation arrangements. His life and idol, in his idol life, we see that how he was such a renounced person, that so that we will be able to perform our bhakti, so that don't waste time in other things to maintain your life. We will pray at his lotus feet. There is one kirtan. Don't waste time in anything. Oh, I should not waste my time in materialistic activities. Today it is disappearance day. I pray at his lotus feet that may he be merciful and may we be able to also learn renunciation and bhakti from him. Under the guidance of Vaishnavas only we can progress in bhakti. One sakalpata. Vaishnava Maharaj will speak.
Many years of his play, when he was a puppet, his Activities also included a great deal of personal instruction, and we can learn by that. He was very concerned to emphasize to everyone the absolute necessity of association with sadhus, perfect Vaishnavas, freedom from hypocrisy and duplicity, and avoidance under all circumstances of worldly-minded people and the good. And in his personal conduct and dealing with others, he was extremely strict. This may cause us some bewilderment, because when we look at the behavior of some of our acharyas, when we look at the behavior of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was very liberal, and he encouraged everyone at any stage of their development of bhaktis, and did not chastise so much. He set the highest example, but he was very liberal. And his goal as well, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, was very liberal. Our own Srila Gurudev, in his worldwide preaching, he's very liberal. So how do we reconcile that with the very strict behavior, which will be revealed in some of his stories, the uncompromising standards imposed by Srila Gurudev and Babaji Raj? Because each acharya, each pure devotee, in his own way, is preaching according to the eligibility and the need of the situation. And his position was when he was setting this incredibly high standard for our education. And this standard, even though we see in the behavior or the preaching of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati elements of extreme liberality and generosity, also in his personal conduct and behavior, he reflected that same strictness that was in his rule to the Lord Vishwanath Bhakti Raj. And also in the personal conduct and behavior of Srila Prabhupada Chandrudev, we see that same uncompromising renunciation. One time, just to illustrate this, there was a king. He was King Manikra Chandra, very famous king, living outside of the Mountain area. And he was having a large Vaishnava conference. And he invited Babaji Maharaj to please come and be one of the special speakers. So the Lord Vishnu of Babaji Maharaj hears the invitation and said, "Oh, my dear king, if you want my association, then you should leave your palace, leave your ministers, leave all your wealth, and you come to the mass of the Dharma with me. Live in a small hut, engage in Harinam, and have no worry for your maintenance. If you come, by the strength of your bhajan, I will be forced to come and give you my association from above, and I will personally maintain you. But if I were to go to your palace, what would happen to me? I would become your competitor. By association, I would also want materialistic things. I would want wealth, and I would compete with you. So I don't want that. I will never go there. Rather, you should come here." And this theme is very similar. It's like Mahaprabhu and Maharaj Pratiparutra. Mahaprabhu would never meet with Maharaj Pratiparutra as the king. The only way Maharaj Pratiparutra was able to gain the grace of association of Mahaprabhu was when he took the humble position of a sweeper, or when he just in very simple form and let Maharaj get the change of Mahaprabhu in the park later and humbly massage the feet and recite the beautiful verses from Gopi Ghi and other primary human bodies. If we want the mercy of a pure devotee, we must divest ourselves of all worldly abhimans, that I have skin, that I have wealth, but all of our attachments. He was very strict on this. One time, one boy came to him, and he said, "Oh, Babaji, I want to learn how to serve Krishna and you." And he said, "Yes, if you want that, you come with me. You come to my place. You renounce all of your worldly association, non-Vaishnava association, you come and live with me. We will eat my very life card, and we will clothe ourselves from the gathering weapons that were previously used to cover corpses. We will drink the water of the gutter, and this way we'll live very quickly." Boy's went, was it an attractor that began to secretly associate with this person against the orders of Gorbachev's later, he was associating and sitting in the Paris Clinton. And after some time, Gorbachev noticed that this was singing, heard him singing Vaishnav Bhajan and other voting Vaishnav Bhajans, and he said, oh, now we've got to get the association of these Rangas. I don't approve. And I said, Gorbachev, how can you tell? That I can detect the mood of this Bhajan and the style of the aircraft. Now, he's taking association of living persons and he's learning only hypocrisy. Very soon he will leave and he will look to take the dress of an ascetic and for what we name his name. Not long after that, the boy left without permission, waiting for him, and then about a month or two later, he came back. When he came back, he was dressed in ascetic dress, but very stylized ascetic dress. You know, it's just the Bhagavad was like that. Nice cloth, very proper, and he was attracting a follower. He came before Bhagavad in the presence of a local mahant, or priest of a nearby temple. And the mahant said, oh, Bhagavad, this disciple of yours, he's come to return to you. He's been in Puri. He's been swimming hard out of top floor. He chants Hare Rama constantly, and now he's performing bhajan on the level of spontaneous devotion. He's a Rama than a Vaishnava, and everybody worships his feet. Bhagavad Maharaj rejected it. He said, this is certainly the croaking of frogs. This is not Hare Kaka, this is not Hare Bhajan. And soon the snake of low desire will devour that frog. And he rejected this person because of his suspicious nature, and he said that now, he's taking this dress only for the purpose of getting good food and getting the praise and admiration of others. This is not a premise. He's only learning hypocrisy. So, in this way, Srila Gorbachev got Swami Maharaj through his actions and through his feelings with those that came to him, his great strip, and set the highest example of what is true Vaishnavism and what is materialistic imitation. And he would not bear any of the materialistic imitation. And he struck the structure very vigorously and very firmly against that.
हिंदी में बोलो बंगला
कृष्णाय कृष्णवंताय
सर्वज्ञाय
योगशिशुराय तत्कालवैराग्यमूर्तये विक्रम
Today is Uthan Ekadashi, which is our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Shri Vatsala Swami Maharaj, this appearance day also, one of the prominent acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Many devotees have offered their Shraddha Pushpanjali and their hearts. Three points that his lotus feet they have offered. His worship, we hear in his worship that he is Sakshat Vairagya Murti, personification of renunciation, and also ocean and ocean of Vikram Bharas, such Vishala Gorsha, Pavani Maharaj, whose life itself is complete of renunciation, severe austerities. There are two types of Vaishnavas that we see generally. When we came in Mutt and Temple, the beginning, we saw two things in the behavior of the Vaishnavas. One Goshanandi, one Bhajan. విష్ణునండి. అవును వైష్ణవ్ శ్రీ భజన గోష్ఠానం భజన విత్ డీప్ రెన్సియేషన్ దే ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ భజన్ విత్ డీప్ రెన్సియేషన్ అండ్ ఆప్టింగ్ డీప్ many people may practice but for some days it works in practice not for long but one person who becomes anuragi he becomes absorbed in Krishna fame anuragi then he can renounce and then that is a fake renunciation like Gautama Maharaj is always chanting your name, he would speak like this, Radhe Radhe, he would sing like this. So Radha Ji, he had deep Krishna and Anurag. He has shown in his life the idea of bhajan towards Radha Ji. The more Anurag you have towards the divine couple, the more innocence you develop. This is called Yukta Vairagya. Practical innocence. There is no contact with the material object. Whatever is favorable for worship of Hari, if you reject that, calling as material, that is also a fault. And Srila Gautama Gavi Maharaj, in his life, we see that కీర్తన్ అండ్ సైన్ దట్ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ దిస్ ఇయర్ సంగ్ దిస్ కీర్తన్ క్లీన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ డ్రింక్ పౌడర్ అండ్ క్లీన్ దిస్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ చెంటింగ్ గాడ్ నేమ్ దిస్ ఇస్ So he's chanting Gaur Gaur, he's chanting these names, but his mind is, what he's saying, tata tata means tata tata, rupees, rupees, he's just chanting, singing, he's just worried about the money that he will collect through this kirtan. He is not coming to perform Krishna bhajan, neither is he coming to teach or anything to someone. Like this Gautama Bhavaji Maharaj sometimes would show such significant austerity that he would even eat raw. Eggplant also, maybe some insects are there, warm, but still he would just eat that. Sometimes he would take the mud of the Ganga, such and like this, also we see in his life, some women would come to him and say, Baba, what prasad you have there up, you have hanging by the nail in the wall, don't eat that. There's a snake climbed near that prasad. And he ate that very prasad, says away this lady, everything is possible for him, but if somebody other behaves like this, 2-3 days he will survive maximum. So, suppose somebody goes to Gilgit Parikram, there when Harikatha of Rudev or Vaishnavs is going on, Bhagavata is described, Bhagavan Krishna himself is saying to the saintly persons in Kurukshetra, with this word. Guru Maharaj, again and again he would repeat this slok wherever he was preaching, he would preach, he would chant this slok. What is the meaning of this slok? People adopt many ways to perform sadhana bhajan. Some take bath in different places. They are performing parikram. They are wandering there here in those places. But they don't have interest in hearing Harikatha from the same person. Yes, it might purify their act. They will perform parikram, they will give something in charity. Will he not become purified? Yes, he will become purified. Somebody is worshipping the deity. He will become purified, but it will take a long, long time. Just by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, everything is attained. Nothing remains. People do not understand such things. That's why people run on the other path, taking the shelter of sadhu bhajans to disturb them. They don't have interest in this thing, and it becomes difficult for them. That's why Srila Gautama Babaji Maharaj, in his life, it is seen as complete renunciation. It's an ocean of Vipra Lambada. It's the creation of Radha and fish. This rust, this nectar, he was tasting this, always absorbed in this ocean of separation. Of Radha and Krishna, deep eagerness and deep eagerness to serve Radha and Krishna, he is shown the Vipra Lambada. One night, in deep midnight, he is chanting Durga Path, praise to Durga. He was not able to see through his eyes. In that time also, he crossed the Ganges and went to meet Srila Prabhupada. He said, oh, how did you arrive here? Who brought you here? Oh, there is some blackish boy. He held me by the hand and made me cross this river. Oh, I understand. I understand. These are not ordinary people. They are counted as the perfected souls. That the Lord himself will take him by hand and make him cross the river, and they be ordinary persons. That's what Sri Rupa Swami Pad has said. Such great souls in their life and their lifestyle, their external activities, very difficult to understand. For ordinary people, nobody can understand, nobody can think also. Thank you. Srila Jagannath Swamiji, one more Babaji was there, Bhamsidas Babaji, was also a perfected soul. One time, one principal who was used to teach us Sanskrit, he was saying, oh, we have also seen with our own eyes. Serving God in his eyes, somebody has taken away the plate, he would also use very abusive words. So like these perfected souls, very difficult to understand their external activity. And they're directly speaking to the deity. It's very difficult to understand what they're speaking to. Such great souls. One time he wore very nice opulent clothes and reached Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is wondering and asked him, why are you wearing such opulent clothes for today? Oh, I hear that many people, they renounce order and renounce clothes they're wearing, and they're still having a possession of women and having so other illicit activities in their life. So it's better to adopt such dress. So to understand their activities, it's very difficult. Since morning we have been here in Sonai Harikatha. Dr. Swamiji Maharaj absorbed in the Vipra Lambada of Radha and Krishna, a congregation of Vipra Lambada. He has accepted these moods. The gesture of these moods, I pay my respects and lotus feet. English.
Vaishnavi, the Lord Jesus, Vaishnavi, Shishan, Vaishnavi, all the Vaishnavi, the Lord Jesus, 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 Vaishnavi, the Lord Jes
attention. That's about you. Because you're about to be okay. It is so purifying for us to be here in the assembly, glorified position, exalted by Shara, Acharya, and the Lion of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by hearing of these glories, we are becoming so purified. Shiva Gauri Shara Sakshi Maharaj represents so much Yukta Bharata, so much transcendental initiation, and so much Viparumba, Father. This is why we can apply this in our very self, these teachings and examples of our Acharya. Srila Bhakti Rakshastra Srinivasa Maharaj said, the more we go to the negative, the more we will start to cross positive. To live, our tendency, one has to die for us to live, our attachment to the material world, our tendency for comfort, to give gratification to these senses, that will never make us happy, but the more that we, as Shri Gauri Shara Bhakti Maharaj shows, to punish these senses, Srila Guru has given the agenda and told me this is due for punishment. So Gauri Shara, our tendency is to think I can become happy by gratifying my senses. This is our illusion. And the Acharyas are present in this world to cut our attachment to this tendency and realize our real happiness and pleasure will come from transcendental and positive renunciation of sense application and applying ourselves to devotion and applying our senses to transcendental seva, to the absolute truth. Srila Bhakti Padi Maharaj was the epitome of this. He heard so many transcendental stories of his life. So Gurudev has saved me from the well of my material absorption and engagement in so much the well of sense gratification. One story of Srila Bhakti Maharaj I read this morning. He was preaching to a couple, and he urged them, if they wanted to progress in their bhakti, they should live more separately. So after some time, he asked them how they were progressing in their bhakti, and they said, oh, you're progressing very nice, you're living separately. And he said, how are you maintaining yourself? How's your eating going on? So he said, oh, we're eating very nicely. Very nice, delicious food stuff, but we are, at that time, we are together when we are honoring our prasada. She wore a bit short, so I'm going to tell them, be very careful. Externally, maybe renunciate in the rasasha, but internally, if you're associating together, trying to enjoy in subtle ways, very delicious food stuff, this is also going to prohibit your bhakti from flourishing. So sometimes in this path of bhakti, we feel that we're making advancement in an estimation, but actually we're internally having so many different subtle attachments. I may be wearing a white dress of saffron, but internally I'm meditating on external sense gratification and associating with the ladies in two intimate ways. So be very, very careful for this. So one of my godmothers spoke on the internet, and he said that some of our acharyas, the lines you see on the rule from acharyas, and I asked Gurudev about it. And he said, who is this? And I said, pardon me. He said, all of our acharyas are vajrayas. So, very nice Christians, we come together and glorify these transcendental personalities who are coming from the highest transcendental level and trying to give us this gift of praying by renunciation and also by absorbing ourselves in separation from the transcendental favor of the Lord. Thank you.
is spread so deeply, we know intensely, and the feet of Gosta Swabaji Maharaj to accept as an initiative, to give him initiative. He said, oh, you're such a scholarly person, you're so intelligent, how can you accept initiation from me? I have no scholarly knowledge, I don't have no knowledge. But again and again, they would come to him. Just like Nathana Thakur to Lokanath Goswami, he went, and he was also rejected by him. But Lokanath Goswami was satisfied with Nathana Thakur's service, and then similarly, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Sarasvati Prabhupada, he was praying at his Lord's feet. He went to him for 7 days, but after 7 days, when his prayers yielded no results, then he left eating that if I don't get intercession by him, then I will leave my body. Then his father, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, put a request at his Lord's feet that my son will not be able to maintain his life if you reject him. This is the way to adopt a guru. By this pastime, pastime of Srila Sarasvati Prabhupada, and how he did not accept any water also. He left drinking water also. That time, one time he was speaking Hari Katha, and if he did not give initiation to this child, then this child will not survive much longer. Okay, he said, I will take order from God Nitai. If they instruct me, then I will give him initiation. Then, next day when he came, he asked, oh, did you ask them? He said, oh, I forgot. He replied. Then next day, again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked, did Gaurvishwa, God Nitai, did they instruct you? Yes, they did. I will now give him initiation. Then Gaurvishwa Swabaji Maharaj, he gave him Diksha Mantra and accepted him as his disciple. This astonishing pastime of the second initiation, we have heard and seen that he is a benefit from God's Swabaji Maharaj. Said Prabhupada, how will I preach? Later he is thinking, how will I preach? I don't have any qualifications. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came to him in a dream and said, a disciple is like a soul animal, just like an animal is soul, and the buyer is the owner of this animal. Similarly, a disciple also would sell himself to Gurudev, completely surrender at Gurudev's feet. Everything he should surrender. No relations of this body he should have any. He should not keep any relations with the father, mother, relatives, etc. All mother, father, relatives, brother, sister is your father, your guru now. Because he is the giver of Krishna Prema Bhakti. Like this, if a jiva surrenders completely at the feet of Gurudev, Param Gurudev's pastime also, that how he went to him and he was promised by Srila Gaurvishwa Swami Maharaj that if you recall your surrender at your Gurudev's feet, I promise you that no obstacles will disturb you. This is the disciple and guru relationship, the ideal guru and disciple relationship. How to accept a disciple and how to accept a guru by this pastime.
Thank you.
only two things need for performing bhajan. One is greed and one is enthusiasm. And only by these two, by these two qualities, a person can progress in bhakti. One speaker earlier said that how he would discuss Premamayi Radha Radha, he would keep on discussing. The way Raghunath Das Goswami, the way Raghunath Das Goswami used to perform his bhajan, similar bhajan we see in the life of Srila Gosar Babaji Maharaj also. If a person doesn't have greed or enthusiasm, a person cannot progress in bhakti. This nectarian pastime and nectarian life and renunciation of it, may he be merciful on us that we may also get some of his renunciation and the way he performed bhajan. English Muni Maharaj.
Give up this and fully renounce everything. But really,
real vairagya is yukta vairagya. Yukta vairagya means you see everything in relationship with Krishna. That Krishna nirvanta Krishna samandhe anasakta sabhisaram dhatharam apatihita nirvanta Krishna samandhe yukta vairagya. Like it goes to the Maharaj, but not like all inner states. How one he approached, came nicely well dressed, came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Used to hear parables from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He considered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there are things who are very transcendental. So when this Gauranga then came, and Bhaktivinoda asked Gauranga Maharaj, why you face so opulent like this? Very wealthy dress, rich man dress. He told that nowadays, this dress, power dress became very cheap. For many they wear this dress and they do so many nonsense things. They are the rich, they are only fit, they are relationships, and these so many overthinks. I will do, he separate from them. So how he established by speaking? The real vairagya is very, very rare, very, very hard. After Prabhupada himself, we see that Gosvatara Maharaj instructed Prabhupada that you should not go to Calcutta, very, very place of materialists. Apparently told like that. But Prabhupada established his mark in Bhagavata, very big mark. Somehow it seems to be contradictory in his teaching, but not. Actually, Prabhupada understood the real teachings of Guru, at least in the heart of the desire to be understood. We cannot understand these things. Like if you are the real vairagya. Another meaning of vairagya means we say rag. Yes, the rag means attachment. Yes, it attachment to the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. How we perform bhajan in Radha Kund, in Surya Kund, is not dependent on eating, sleeping, like the Goswami. Hey Radha, if the lady is a very penny, none that sooner put up. Sri Govardhana Kalpa Parapada Vekharim Nibandhe Kuta Ghosa Nintavati Dharvata Khede Mahabhishwadi Vandhi Rupa Sanatano Raghu Jago Sri Jiva Gopalako. But Sri Vajanai Goswami always day and night crying and crying, always active in chanting. No, it is sleeping, eating. Nidra Hara Vihara Kuta Vishwa. Completely given eating, sleeping and everything. Fully absurd. If he feels to eat something, he can take any more or anything available. Not that he needs nice prasad. If sometimes the general is coming, oh, I should tell sweet lies, the opulent feet. He should take neem leaves and put in his mouth. Oh, dog, you want to tell? Okay, this is the test. Like this, how he taught us how to control his senses. Actually, most of us, we think that really is vairagya is very cheap, is very, very difficult. As Krishna telling Bhagavad Gita, Karmendriyani Sanjan Vajra Asya Manasa Smaran Indriya Asya Vimura Asya Vishya Chara Kurjya. Apparently we are controlling conflict senses, but mind is contemplating always on sense objects. So we are really pretenders, cannot be real vairagya. If we install Guru and Vaishnava, Guru Dev wholeheartedly, maybe this renunciation will appear in heart. And without renunciation, nobody can do this bhajan. Like Gosvatara Maharaj has taught that, this is very, very essential. In bhakti we are practicing, how we know that renunciation will appear. Vāsvata Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Mahesitam Janati Āsu Vairagya Jnānanda Pahitva. It is pure intelligence will come. What to do, how to perform bhajan, which to give up, which to accept everything. Like Prabhupada Bhakti Sattva Guru, how it taught the Yukta Vairagya, this was the essence of the teaching of Gaurakrishna Swami Maharaj. And so many speakers already told, so many pastimes, so just this much I speak and offer my most spiritual character of the speech. So I want to be merciful so that I can enter into the bhajan.
Just now, different speakers. Gaurakrishna Prabhuji Maharaj, renunciation, and Vipralambara Sambhude, we discussed, so many speakers presented their views and offered their Pushpanjali. I, from all of you, say and offer Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of God Swabhavi from all of your side, that may He be merciful on us. He may be kind to us and teach us his vairagya and the way He had with Vipralam Bhakti, that also may enter your hearts also.
On behalf of all, I'm giving Pushpanjali and the lotus feet of God Swabhavi that mercifully He can give us Dukta Vairagya and Bhakti like me with our love of our I'll get people of the Kanache, Kanache Sapani, Kanache Sapani, Kanache Sapani, Kanache Sapani, Kanache जाने के लिए ब्रह्मचारियों के मीटिंग है आज सभी ब्रह्मचारी सभी लोग संपर्क होंगे गुरु जी के समय में वहां पर मीटिंग है जो कि बंगाल की यात्रा में प्रचार में जाने के लिए जो कि सबको जाना है तो सभी लोग संपर्क रहेंगे
इंग्लिश इंग्लिश महाराज इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेट नहीं किया है
समाज कृष्ण ब्रह्मचारी गौरव ब्रह्मचारी रजमहा ब्रह्मचारी शिवम के ब्रह्मचारी विजय कृष्ण ब्रह्मचारी